Great. What's your name?
Martha.
Do you have a middle name?
Ann.
What's your address here?
West Peter, Edinburgh, Texas. West Peter.
Ann is A-N-N-E?
A-N-N. No E.
Where were you born?
In Edinburgh Municipal Hospital, or whatever it was called then.
And what's your age now?
20.
And, are you just a full-time student, or what?
I'm a full-time student and working at school.
What do you want to do? What do you plan?
Probably go into some type of public relations or psychology. I have a double major.
And
psychology and mass communications.
At,
Pan-American, right.
And, what about your religion?
I'm a Baptist.
Is there a certain church that you go to or something?
No, I don't go regularly, but there's one that I used to go to regularly.
What was it named?
First Baptist Church of Edinburgh.
And, Edinburgh, now, is that in Haile Albrecht? That's part of Haile Albrecht. Tell me about your education, where you started off school.
You mean like from elementary school on?
Yeah, kindergarten. That's
okay, well, I didn't go to kindergarten, but the elementary school I went to was 2.5 blocks from my house, and I went through 5th grade there, and then the junior high I went to is 0.5 block away from my house, and I went to junior high there, and then I went to high school in Edinburgh, and now college.
What are the names of those schools? Do you remember?
Yes, the elementary school is Sam Houston Elementary. And the junior high, at the time it was the only one in Edinburgh, so it was just, you know, Edinburgh Junior High. And then the high school is just the Edinburgh High School, because there's only one.
What are the schools like? Have they changed much, you know, the schools?
Not really. They've built another junior high, but they're still pretty much the same. They've air-conditioned them and things like that now.
The necessary.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't. Do you do a lot of reading, or... what do you like to do?
No, I don't do a lot of reading. I should.
I
sew, and I like to cook and do, let's see what else, macrame, different things like that, paint, draw.
Those your hobbies?
Mm-hmm. When I have time for them.
What do you do in the summertime? Do you go to school then too?
I have before, but a real good friend of mine has a boat, and we go down to the river a lot and go skiing. And I try to spend a lot of time out in the sun during the summer.
You mean you can ski in the river
here? Oh, yes.
I didn't know
that. Right off of Mission, there's a couple of parks, and we go to Chimney Park. And it's really pretty down there.
And so in the summertime, do you ever work in the summer?
Uh-huh. Sometimes. Well, I usually work on campus whenever I'm working, like in the library or at student publications, something like that.
What are you doing now, though, to your job now?
I'm the editor of the yearbook.
What do you do during that?
Oh, gosh.
Tell me about the work.
Well, we do a lot, but I have to see and sign all of the pages that are done by all of my staff, plus I do a lot of them myself. Like, I did the complete faculty section this year myself. And I have to, right now we're finished with the book, but I have to wait for all the proofs to come back and then have to check all of those over, proofread them, and then send them back.
And what about the people you work with? What are they like?
Well, let's see. There's 5 people on the staff. There's one other girl that I think you talked to. You called her on the phone. Mr. Quinn gave you her name, Lou.
I hadn't called her back.
And
she's wondering why.
It's Lou. She's a freshman. And then Delia and Mary and Dottie. I've got 3 other people, and then a photographer.
Is that school mainly Anglo or what?
No, it's Mexican-American.
Mainly?
Yes. There's probably about 10%, 15% Anglos at that school.